You want to talk about a no-win situation.
What happened?
In any other spot like this, you would be well within your rights to just handle it yourself and go about your day. Mm. But there's something about this suspect that would make you look like a monster dealing with it alone, even though they are in the wrong. So when, Tommy, this person gets all up in your grill, what do you do? What do you do?
Because I could look like the bad guy.
Oh, you will, without question, look like the bad guy.
Hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Story comes to us from Batavia.
Oh, boy.
An 82-year-old woman has been arrested after...
82?
82.
Oh, granny. Great granny.
And she was arrested, Tommy, after a strange incident at an apartment complex. And I'm going to give you all the details I have. Are you ready? Authorities say the woman has been charged with false imprisonment and harassment after she allegedly blocked a person from leaving an apartment building on West Main Street.
Wait, hold on, man. An 82-year-old granny blocked somebody from getting out.
Standing in front of them, blocking them from getting out.
Okay.
Okay. We're not done. Not only did police say she blocked this person from getting out of an apartment building, police say she also, at one point, hit that person with her cane.
Okay.
Damn. That's she went nearest, all old
the,
school.
The nearest weapon. Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about on brand, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't know why she allegedly did these things.
Yeah.
We don't know what led up to this alleged interaction. We do know she has a court date coming up. And a quick sidebar, I'd love to be in the room when the judge gets this case, because there's no way you are holding an 82-year-old woman accountable for these charges like you would a woman in her 30s.
Well, would it matter, though? Because you didn't. Did you say the age of the person she did this to?
Do not know that either.
Because that could also make a difference if it's a like granny on granny crime.
Granny on granny. Do not Google that. But here's the thing.
What's that?
Because no judge is going to hold an 82-year-old woman to the same standard as a 30, 40, 50-year-old woman, it could also be what emboldened this woman to do what she allegedly did.
This isn't her first cane.
McCannon?
Cane smacking.
It's not her first Grandma Cane rodeo, which also do not Google that. Okay. So this person she got into this alleged altercation with was in an impossible spot. Because, Tommy, someone blocking you from leaving your place normally, it's easy to deal with.
Yeah, but she's an old person. She's an old bag melting down.
That's what I mean, right? Like, if it's just someone my age, 40s, 50s, 60s, if you don't get out of my way, I will move you and I will go about my business.
Yeah.
However, in this case, if you were to handle it on your own, even though she is clearly in the wrong, you would look like a monster.
Well, if you put your hands on her in any way, you've just flipped the script.
How so?
You assaulted her.
Well,
because it's your word against hers, right? So let's say you're your age and you just moved her so you could leave.
Mm-hmm. And she fell down or
she
something.
She could die, by the way. If she falls down, she could die.
Right.
If you put your hands on her in any way, shape, or form, I'm guessing the script has flipped and you were the person that is in the wrong.
Okay.
Because it wouldn't make any sense to anybody.
So I'll ask you this question then, smart guy. And the phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. If you're not going to put your hands on this 82-year-old woman and she is blocking you from leaving and swinging a cane at your ass, what do you do?
I go, hey, the new Matlock is on. You want to check it out? It looks pretty good because it's a chick now. She's about your age.
Kathy Bates is playing Matlock.
No, I don't know what I guess I would
just. You got to do something.
I would let her just cool off.
Well, what if she's not broke? You think that woman's got nothing but time, man? She's got nothing to do.
She's going to have to take medication every couple miserable. Hours, right?
No, the less medication she takes, the more ornery she's getting. Bro, she ain't going nowhere. She's keeping you in that your house. She will not move. She is not moving. What do you do?
You got to wait it out. What else can you do?
All right, so let's say you got to go to work. You got to go to work.
Yeah. You're going to be late.
What do you do?
Then you got to step around her, I guess.
Okay. Kimmy?
What else can you do? You can't negotiate with
her. Oh, no. You can't negotiate with grammarists.
No.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm probably trying to wait it out as long as possible.
You can call the cops.
Yeah.
Did that not cross either of your minds?
No, I'm not calling the cops.
That she was arrested.
I understand that, but I'm not calling the cops. Oh. I'll try other things, maybe.
Okay. So you're going to hide in your house like a bitch. Instead of having this handle.
Ask her out a window.
Ask her some questions about the old days. Get her babbling about that.
Yeah, that should get her to go away.
She may start talking. Hey, can you make me a cup of coffee? Here, you make great coffee. Do something. Okay, compliment her.
I love.
Get her back in the kitchen. Rattling some pots and pans.
Get back in the kitchen there, ma'am.
Well, you know the drill, lady. You've been around.
I love how the least charming man in the history of the world,
he can charm her out of his way.
He's been assaulted multiple times by women he knew well, and
not
he
old
thinks
folk.
He's gonna charm an old woman.
I've had to handle some old people.
252-WCMF. 252-9263, 82-year-old woman blocking your way, like it happened according to police out in Batavia, swinging her cane, not letting you out of your house. What do you do?
Could you get her so pissed off she loses it? Like, she just, like, it's like an episode or something?
You're trying to kill
but that's kind of what she already is doing. I mean, how much more angry do you want to see her get?
Well, she could lose it.
Like, when you say lose it.
Yeah, I'm losing.
Like, pass out?
Yeah, something
no,
like that.
No, you don't want to kill the woman.
I didn't say
bro,
kill.
Bro, anytime an 82-year-old woman closes her eyes, even to blink, there is no guarantee those eyes are opening up again.
Because you know they can't handle being insulted.
So, okay,
so
a second ago
you
were
that,
charming
then?
Her, now you're going to insult
yeah.
her.
Well, I'm trying to think of other angles. If you don't think that's going to work, I would go the insult route.
Can I ask a simple question before we go down your a more cockamamie brilliant scheme ideas? Why wouldn't you call the cops?
I don't want to be around for that.
What do you mean?
Because that I don't want to see it.
What, she's breaking the law.
I don't care.
Does it look bad on you, though, that you called the cops on your 82-year-old neighbor?
Yeah,
I mean, like, are you
terrible.
Worried about what other neighbors are going to think?
Like, you're going to be the villain. As soon as you call the cops, you're going to be the villain, because there's no story you could create that somebody on the outside that didn't see this go down is going
to
believe.
I didn't have to create anything. I'll tell you what happened. The woman
nobody
was
believes
blocking.
It.
Okay, I am also going to assume. Mm. Now, I get where you're coming from, right? Like, yes, the optics of the whole thing would look bad. But I'm also going to go out on a limb and say, if this 82-year-old woman is blocking an apartment door, a house door, and swinging her cane, this probably isn't the first time this has happened.
I'm sure, but
she may have a reputation.
But it's, oh, I know what I do.
Oh, here we go.
You're in her apartment, right? Start touching stuff. Start picking up figurines and looking at stuff and moving things around.
Oops.
She will leave that door in a minute as soon as you start effing with her knickknacks and her little curio shelf.
Okay, even better than that.
What?
Put a hole in one of the screens in the door or the window.
Oh, yeah.
You put a hole in a screen.
She's going to lose her crap.
Oh, buddy. She might murder you with that cane. All of a sudden, sword comes out.
Or the other thing you could do, turn the AC down. Start effing with the thermostat.
That you're playing the long game, though.
You start taking that thermostat. As soon as you start touching that thermostat, she's going to lose it, man.
252
start diddling the stat.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this 82-year-old woman out in Batavia. She was arrested, charged with false imprisonment and harassment after police say she was blocking an apartment building, keeping someone from leaving on West Main Street. Police say she also hit someone with her cane. And here's the thing. Anybody else of any age, you could just either say, move or I'm going to move you. You could physically move them and go about your day. That's the end of it. Can't do that with an 82-year-old woman. Somebody called the police. Tommy would not call the police. Kimmy won't call the police. They're going to wait
out. I'm trying to think of old people repellent. And the first thing that came to my mind was just blast your music. The music that they hate as loud as possible
out your door. Something?
She can't hear it. She's 82.
Yeah.
We do a radio show with a man that has headphones on, and he misses half the stuff we say. And he's still
I'm
got 20 years
I'm just thinking of, like, what
there.
Makes old people, like, get out of the situation as quickly as possible. Like, what can't they stand so much that they'll just leave on their own?
Taxes. They hate taxes.
Okay. If you want to think out-of-the-box idea, I got an idea.
What?
Could you call another old person to make it a fair fight?
Who would that be?
Well, let's say you have, depending on what age.
You're bringing in some gray muscle?
Yeah, let's say, depending on your age, your mother or your grandmother to come in and handle the situation.
I don't
right?
want to see that either. I don't want to see my grandmother lose it on some other granny.
No, but you, like you said, grannies can get very mama bear protective.
Oh, I understand.
And maybe just the threat, because she knows this 82-year-old woman is emboldened here if the allegations are true, because she knows you're not going to do anything about it, right?
I don't think I want to involve some other old person.
Okay, but if another old person shows up and now they realize this could be an actual altercation, they might back down.
All right, so let's say they get into a tussle.
Okay.
Then what do you do?
Stand back and watch?
No, let's say the first granny gets over on your other granny.
Wait, so you're saying the granny that was threatening you has now beat up your granny?
Yeah. You know what they say, the granny you know.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right. No good ideas coming from anybody in this room other than my get a muscle granny idea.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Kat. Hey, Kat, what's up, brother?
Hi, guys. So I don't know if I might have missed the whole part of your show, but when I called in, but I was thinking, you know, if you're a little more athletic than Granny, a little shimmy shimmy, a little shake and bake, move, dive in between under her legs. I don't know.
Okay, little Barry Sanders action.
Go between her legs.
I mean, it would be the first time anything went down there in like 20 years.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
Should be getting some Batavia action.
Seems very agile.
Okay, so Kat, you think that you, how old are you, Kat?
52.
All right, Kat, do you trust your knees, hips, and ankles to make a shimmy move?
To scoot underneath that granny.
Without ending up in a heap in front of that grandma.
I think I would take Granny on. Anybody younger than Granny, I'm not doing it.
Hey, Kat, would you feel bad calling the cops?
Yes.
I don't get it. I don't get you guys. The cops exist for these very reasons.
I know, but like, I don't want to see an old person getting roughed up, because I mean the cops are going to have to.
They're
like,
not going to rough her up. Will you stop basing everything on Clint Eastwood cop movies?
No, but let's say the cops
Kat,
come in.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
And she takes a swing at a cop with that cane.
Oh, my God.
He's got to do something. He can't let that stay.
Shut up. No. Like, I love how you think there's going to be, you know, Clint Eastwood with a giant gun standing there while grandma's at the door.
No, I'm not saying Clint Eastwood.
What do you think that would sound like if I was watching that movie?
What do they say, Granny? We're going to move you out of the way. Me and Smith and Wesson.
No, he's going to shoot him.
And Matlock. I might go total Matlock on your gray ass.
252-WCMF, 252-9260. Let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Good, Duffy. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
When you read that article, what I heard you say is that she was blocking the apartment building, not the apartment.
Yeah, I'm assuming someone was trying to leave another. Yes, it was the building of the apartment she was blocking, yes.
Go out the back door.
No, women of that generation would not let you do that.
That's a sin.
Yeah. No, I mean, if she's blocking one door, go ahead and go out the other one.
I got it. I mean, it's possible that this person is stuck in a situation. All right, so Tom, let's say there is no back door here. Let's say there's no other way out. That's a situation. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
You mess with her, you know, her perfumes and things like that and throw some on her Chanel number 5. Who knows?
Okay,
she's got Chanel number 5. She's living in an apartment in Batavia.
High-end 82-year-old. Yeah. All right, Tom, let's say it's your house. She's pissed at you. It's your neighborhood. There's no other way out. It is she blocking the door. What do you do?
Oh, my cat will get her.
Oh, my God. You sick your cat at an 82-year-old woman?
Clawed to death.
Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. Claude, actually, her husband's name, God rest his soul.
Yeah, he did all he could.
Okay. Like, it's just so funny how everyone is coming up with the stupidest, most backflip ideas when all you have to do...
I know. Sag your pants.
Sag your pants.
Sag your pants. She'll instantly get distracted.
That was the most Tommy comment you have ever made.
Oh, these kids these days not pulling up their pants.
Snoop Tommy walking around the house.
Snoop Tommy, and he's back. Snorted on that.
Look at my britches, Granny.
You know what's really frustrating? What? Is, look, we don't know what's going on in this woman's life, right? Maybe she was having some kind of situation.
Sure.
Who knows, right? But it also does feel that women of this age know they can get away with whatever they want, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Absolutely.
I mean,
oh, here we go. Buckle up for a man who thinks he's about to say something progressive. Please go.
No, but I think, you know, the way women have been treated, like my mother's generation couldn't pull this off, even though she wanted to.
Uh-huh.
It's payback time.
No, but like it does. Okay, keep in mind, the person that was being blocked was not arrested. So
I
they
understand.
Did not do anything against the law. So this wasn't like a situation where I am doing something to defend myself. This is a woman that was arrested for harassment and, what was it? Unlawful imprisonment.
Okay.
Why does she have a right at 82 years old to do that to whoever she chooses if the allegations are true?
Maybe I misunderstood the question. Because you're saying, does she have a right?
Do women in their 80s, 90s, 70s, 80s, and 90s have a right to do whatever they want with no repercussions?
Oh, no. I thought, why are they empowered to do it?
Okay, that's another question. Why do they feel empowered to do it?
I think because, like, they feel it's like they've been abused and they can stand. They're standing up for themselves.
Well, is that just getting old in general, though?
Right.
Like, I've been on this earth longer. I should have more of a say.
And I don't know what that woman's been through.
Oh.
I don't know what her history is.
Okay, fair enough.
Shut up and respect me.
I mean, she's 82. Like, think of when she came up and how she was treated.
Okay, fair. But, like, it's a
She was a second-class citizen.
But here's...
And she ain't going to take it
no
more.
Oh, my God.
I got a hurricane, son.
You know what that is?
That's the MF-er of Canes. You know what they say? There's 10 bad grannies in this town. None of them sent me birthday cards.
I looked at that granny, and I stood up, and I, get out of here!
Custard.
This would be the greatest thing to ever happen to most men.
Oh, what is it?
And someone in this room is going to kill it. So if this were to happen for this kid in Rochester, it needs to happen soon, because some people, Tommy, are only going to let this person enjoy it for a few years before any mention of it, according to them, becomes sad. Why are you so sad? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We are smack dab in the middle of Section 5 sectionals, playoffs for football. And this season, one Section 5 high school football player did something no one else has ever done.
This is great for the young man.
Yes. 2 weeks ago, Aquinas senior Lucas Leone, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that
Lucas
correctly.
Lucas Leone?
Leone or Leone. Let's go with Leone because it sounds more fun. He became the all-time leading tackler in Section 5 history.
Damn.
He set the record with 400 tackles.
That's a lot.
In his career.
My God, that's 4 years.
Yeah, 100 tackles a year on average.
Wow.
Nobody has done more. And when 10NBC took a trip out to Aquinas to profile the kid and talk to his head coach, the head coach was so impressed by what this kid has done, he recommended a way to honor him in a very special way.
If I'm allowed to, I'd like to retire his jersey. Like honestly, you don't know if that'll ever be done again. You know? You don't know if anybody ever is ever going to come through this program and stop the ball 400 times on the varsity level. It's amazing. It should be celebrated for a lifetime. And, you know, hopefully we get the go-ahead to put his jersey in the rafters.
Retiring his number, never letting another member of the AQ football team wear 55 ever again.
So is that rare that they retire high school numbers?
I've never seen it.
That's when I saw the story. I was like, I don't think any school,
short of a tragedy.
That's good. But I'm talking about like for setting a record or something like that. I don't think that exists anywhere.
All right. So, Tommy, let me ask you a question. Let's say you found out one of our coworkers, grown-ass man, 30, 40, 50, was invited back to his high school because he set a record when he was 17, 18, and they are now going to retire his jersey. Why are you such an ass? Why are you such an ass?
Yeah, it's got a really short shelf life of bragging.
No, by the way, it doesn't.
Nobody cares later on. 40 years later from high school, you're talking about your jersey.
But the school would be bestowing this honor upon you. It's not you
it's
begging.
It's great for you and your family, but do I care? No,
but why are you laughing? Like, let's say, like, tomorrow. Because here's what bothers me. You're right. If a guy that we work with came down here at 45 and goes, guess what? This weekend, they're retiring my high school football jersey. Maybe that is a little bit strange.
All right. That's what you're asking, man.
Let's say the Democrat Chronicle did a story, 25 years ago, Bob Smith set the record for most rushing yards in Section 5 history, and this weekend, Rush Henrietta is going to retire his jersey, and then our boss would have put on an email, hey, congratulations to Bob Smith. You would still think that guy was sad.
Yes.
Even though he didn't say
a word. And a slow news day.
Okay.
They call him Galvin Bob.
What? Okay. As mad as I am at you right now.
Well, you ask.
You're not the only one that feels this way.
Yeah.
And for this reason, for this kid's sake, they should retire his jersey before he graduates from high school.
Yeah, I think it means more to a high school kid,
It
too.
Does.
I disagree.
You think?
The shelf life is very short on these things.
Yeah, okay. And let's say this kid, if you really do have like these amazing stats as a high school kid, chances are you may go on and play somewhere else, and then that kind of becomes like your thing that you're the most proud of. Right. I don't know if that kid beyond high school is going to care as much as he would in a senior year.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Here's why I think you're wrong there, Kimmy. It would mean way more to this kid if it happened 25 years from now, because this kid, as great as the accomplishment of 400 tackles is at the varsity level, he's just starting his life. He may get to play other sports this season, so he has those seasons to look forward to. He could, like you said, continue to play in college. He's got his whole life of potential success ahead of him. So if they did it now, he would have no way at 17, 18 to have the life experience to appreciate what it means.
But you get to enjoy it for those 25 years. Every time you go back, when you bring your if you have kids and you bring them back, like, you can point to that.
And you
jersey.
Ain't going to be the man. Like, right now, you're the man. Like, you win this right now. All your buddies are there. The girls are there. You're getting all the high fives. You're getting all the attention.
Okay.
Yeah. 25 years later, when you bald
those
and fat,
kids on the field don't care,
and your kids aren't listening to you anymore.
Sure, sure, sure. Here's why you're wrong.
When and you it didn't go your way.
When you are 40 years old, maybe you got a couple of kids, a regular job, you're bald and you're fat, like you said. Something like this would mean more because it's a reminder of when you did great things.
But you'll always have that to Kimmy's point.
But you won't have the recognition for it 25 years later because you just laughed out loud. Mm-hmm. If I painted a scenario of someone coming downstairs to say, you know, I did this amazing thing in high school, which would still be a record, by the way. No other kid could do it.
Right.
How many people right now, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, listening to this show would be over the moon as a grown-ass person to get a call from their high school that they were being honored in some way for their athletic prowess? When we were kings. Mm. Look, I get that you having never accomplished anything in your life creates this hatred of people that actually did things.
Hatred is just logic.
No, it's not.
And I'm saying let the kid have fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not saying don't retire the number. You're just saying, like, do it now.
Let him get the attention from the girls and the guys and all the fun and the high fives. Because to Kimmy's point, nobody in that stadium 25, 30 years from now is even... This is a halftime event.
None of those people are going to be there.
I'm
right?
taking a squirt.
Hey, Kimmy.
Yeah.
As we talk about this kid, again, amazing kid. He plays football at Aquinas, Lucas Leone. He set the Section 5 football record for most tackles on varsity, 400 of them. And the head coach over at Aquinas said that if it was up to him, he'd retire the kid's number, not let anyone wear 55 ever again. And I'm arguing you have to do it now because jerks like Tommy, 25 years from now, it's so sad. Hey, Kimmy, your dad was a big sports guy in high school, right?
Yeah.
Did he tell you about how great he was when he played sports?
Always.
Did you believe him?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you didn't. My dad would do the same thing, and I didn't believe a word he said. And that's why, again, it would mean more 25 years later.
Because your kids
get to stand and watch the actual greatness you were a part of,
but by
not
that
stories.
Time, your kids could be... I mean, I'm thinking like... Because my dad went to Irondequoit, and if I had a game there, he could have pointed... to his, you know, number or whatever acknowledgement on the wall and said, like, that's what I did, you know, 20 years ago. Whereas if it happened now, it's a little different. Like, why wouldn't you want it there as long as possible, I guess, is my question.
That's a great point. So let's say you're not going to get the accolades for 25 years.
Sure, sure.
Who are you inviting? Besides wife and kids, who are you extending the invite to for this high honor? A record that's never been broken.
In 25 years.
Sure, like, sure. This tackling record has stood the test of time.
What a bitch he sounds like. Did you get the tackling record? You got one of them tackling records out there?
Who are you inviting? Outside of the immediate circle.
I would assume that the school would invite
you. No. Who were you inviting to come watch? That's what you really care about.
I don't know if I would invite anybody else other than my immediate family. Honestly, maybe my parents if they're still alive, siblings.
And your wife's heard the story a million times.
But now it's proof, man.
It's just aged cheese.
Now it's proof.
I don't know. I don't think you may appreciate it 25 years later. But nobody around you is going to think it's as cool.
And it's going to be a reminder of you're getting old. You don't look like that anymore.
True.
You don't have the same zip on the ball.
And now you're
getting
that
closer
old guy,
to the end.
Now you're that old guy telling all the young kids playing football, you should have seen me back in the day.
No, but
they don't care.
But that's why this is brilliant. I don't have to say a word because you're watching that banner go up.
They're not watching crap because they don't care.
They're not going to care 25 years from now.
They're in line for nachos right now.
But they're not going to care 25 years from now when they're looking at the banner.
But they care in the moment, like if you're still in high school.
A lot of nacho talk today.
There it is. You're losing to nachos, which you probably also want, but you can't because there's too much salt on
it. And what if the game... Because we've seen this too, like stats don't always hold up over time, right? Like, what if the game changes and this is not a big deal anymore? Like, why wouldn't you acknowledge it now while people can appreciate
it? They train better now.
First of all, calm down over there. Second of all, that's a valid argument. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't think, like, if this would have happened for me as a kid, like, you don't appreciate what you have until you don't have it
anymore.
That's
a valid point. But you're only young once.
Right.
And you're only young for a very short period of time. To really get all that and soak it all in. And you're right. But I think you can reflect back on it as an old person, fondly remembering what happened. Now.
Okay. Oh, so if I were to take my kids, let's say this happened to me at Aquinas, and I were to take my kids back to Aquinas, because they go there now, right? And I were to point to that banner where my numbers retire, and I go, that was my number, because they retired my number because of how great that I played. That wouldn't be sad?
For who?
For me. If I said that to my kids, that wouldn't be sad?
You're just pointing it out. You're not doing a celebration.
No, I mean, in pointing it out, I am celebrating myself.
Yeah.
That's not sad?
Why are you pointing it out?
Well, because it's your accomplishment. Why would I not point it out if I brought my kids back to Aquinas and I had this?
It is sad because they don't care.
Okay, so then what's the difference? Whether I'm getting it 25 years later or 18?
Because he's saying you would enjoy it more.
Yeah, because the accolades, the pop is gone.
Pop is gone. I disagree. All right, let me ask you this question. 252 WCMF, Lucas Leone plays for Aquinas football. He broke the Section 5 record, varsity tackles 400 in his varsity career. And the head coach over there, when they were interviewing him, I see you guys on hold, sit tight, said, I would like to retire his number if the school allows me to do it. My argument is because of jerks like Tommy and Kimmy.
Jerks.
We're telling everybody, give the kid his acknowledgement now.
You have to do it now so he's not criticized later, but it would mean more 25 years later. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
There's a Section 5 Hall of Fame in Innovative Field.
Over here? Right?
Yes. Yeah, there's a place in the stadium.
Okay.
Right? Folks that get into the high school Hall of Fame, Section 5 Hall of Fame, folks that get into their high school Hall of Fames as adults, are those people sad too?
If they're going to tell me about it, yes.
Well, no. I mean, they're going to go. They're going to give a little speech. They're going to put their plaque up on the wall at the stadium. Is that sad?
It's for yourself, man.
So it's sad to be proud of what you accomplished.
It's sad to be blowing your own horn 25 years later.
So if I'm invited
to give a stale horn, you're blowing clams up there.
If I'm invited to give a speech about my accomplishments for this ceremony, that's sad.
Oh, I would definitely go to that. It'd be your best set ever.
Can we all admit that life has a way of kicking you in the teeth, right? That very few people have things turn out the way that they always hoped.
Life always goes in a different direction.
And even if it does turn out well for you, it's never in the way you thought it would. Tommy, the best thing we have, a lot of us, are our memories.
Right, so leave them to yourself.
No, but we sit around in this room in commercial breaks and we talk about the past, life on the road, people we knew in the radio business, things that we've done and seen. And you bitch and moan every time some media personality gets into another Hall of Fame that you will never, ever be invited in. And the more you talk about people being proud of past accomplishments, the more it becomes obvious you're just ashamed you've never done anything worth celebrating.
Okay.
And neither have I, but I could applaud someone else that has done it.
Okay, well, every time we talk about all these things, road accomplishments.
Yeah. No, not accomplishments, road experiences.
But the stories and all that, there's a canary in this room that is so bored. We'll turn around and go, right, Kimmy? You go, what? I'm not even listening to you. Like, that's what you're going to be seeing out there. It's going to be a field of Kimmys.
But you have one of the worst Kevin Costner movies.
By the way, like, do you want to be standing next to a picture of yourself?
You're young, good-looking, so.
I mean, like, maybe like, you know, you stayed in shape and you still look great, but like you're still standing next to your peak.
But
right?
I love this argument from Tommy, like, you know, you're gonna look, do you not have a mirror? Do you not see yourself every day? You know you're old and you know you're sad and you know you're fat and you know you're bald.
But I don't want to stand there and have it pointed out next to my young fine self.
And by the way, the argument you just made about Kimmy not paying attention actually furthers my argument, because again, I don't care who's paying attention to the stadium.
Why are you standing up there?
Why are we doing these stories? Makes you feel good, right?
What?
The stories we talk about back in the day?
Yeah, and but that's you and I.
And you know that Kimmy doesn't care, but you still do it because it makes you feel warm and it brings you nostalgia.
But I'm not going down to Frontier Field and telling them.
Well, yeah, because it would be empty like every set you've ever done. And it's Innovative Field, you old bastard.
Whatever you want to call it.
We got Facebook messages coming in, 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Billy boy. How are you, brother?
Good morning. Hey, so in my opinion, I would rather have my jersey retired before I graduated, before the season ends. Because 20, 25 years later, how many kids are going to be wearing that number? And now you just retired their number for they may not have accomplished what you just did on the field for the last 3 or 4 years.
More people get their number retired, Bill. I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, but it waters down what you accomplished, because you're like, yeah, this kid who got 10 tackles in 4 years, I got 400, also retiring. It takes away a little bit from your specific accomplishment.
I would argue you being mad about that. I would argue you being mad about that makes you more sad than guy who's excited to get this kid only got 10 tackles. He got to wear.
Well, but you also run into the issue.
It's a preference. No one's mad about it. It's just a preference. If I was that kid, I'd want my jersey retired now, not 25 years, because nobody wants to walk around like Al Bundy sitting there saying, like, you know, here's what I did 25 years later. I'm celebrated for it.
Okay, Kimmy doesn't know who that is.
Bill, quick question. Yeah, the Dad on Modern Family. How old are you, buddy?
44.
Okay, all right. You sounded a little bit young. I would understand. It's weird that a guy at 44 would have that
He's the prime age, though.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, thank you for your call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
The other issue you'd run into, maybe not so much in football, but in a sport like basketball, is like, what if other people in those, you know, two decades, like, accomplished something big in the same number?
Okay. But then you do both of them. It's okay. So
you have two number 10s up there?
The Detroit Lions have the number 20 retired, and it's for three different people. Lem Barney, Barry Sanders, and somebody else. And they call them the
Chick Corea.
What? No. They call them the Roaring 20s. Oh. I was at the game on Thanksgiving like 20 years ago when they retired all three of them. And it was a really cool thing.
All right.
Right? So like you all share this thing together. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Mike writes us. No one will remember a high school athlete for anything unless they go on and do big things in college or pro sports. So retiring a number or having a banner with their name on it years later is pointless because no one will care. Isn't that why you retire their number? Like, that's why you retire their number. So there is a bit of a memory. Okay.
All right.
Let me give you an example. Jesus.
This is funny watching you get upset.
I just don't get why guys fight against their own self-interest. Guys wake up every day wishing they could be 17 again. Guys go through scrapbooks of pictures of them as kids. Oh, but now it's sad. Tommy, do you know who Albert DeBinion is?
The guy that invented the rocket.
No. He was a Bills wide receiver in the 1960s.
What happened to him?
Well, they called him the Golden Wheels. Nothing happened to him. He played football, and he's one of the best players in Bills history.
Yeah.
He's a two-time AFL champion. I think he was an All-Pro for
a
couple of
years. Just going way back, though.
By the way, I believe he still owns the record for most receptions in a playoff game per game, or yardage, whatever. Mm. He's a Wall of Famer. In Buffalo.
The Ring of Honor.
His name is up there with Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and Andre Reed and Bruce Smith and Marv Levy and all those guys. You had no idea who he was.
No.
And if his name had not gone up on that wall, he'd have been lost to history forever, despite the fact he is one of the greatest players in the franchise history. Mm. That's why you hang that stuff up.
All right.
It doesn't matter if anybody cares. His accomplishments are still his accomplishments.
But as a pro, man, it's at least, you know, he if got I to the highest level.
Okay. In the AFL in the 1960s when nobody cared about it.
That's as far as you could go.
No, he could have made it to the NFL. He was playing in the minor leagues at that point.
All right. Oh, he's a minor leaguer. You gonna put his name next to those greats like Jim? I'd be kind of pissed off Jim Kelly.
Why? How do you know Albert DeBinion wouldn't have been the greatest wide receiver in the NFL had he played now?
The game's changed, Pat.
But how do you know Jim Kelly would be successful if he played in today's NFL?
Machine Gun Kelly.
He couldn't move. 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call again. We're talking about this kid at Aquinas, Lucas Leone. He set the Section 5 record for most tackles in a career. And when 10NBC went out to talk to his coach about how impressive he is, the coach suggested they retire his number. And we have to do it now because of jerks like Tommy and Kimmy, even though it would mean more if he was a grown man. John's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Johnny. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys.
What up?
Something I think about. If you don't do it now, in 25 years, you could be dead.
He's not wrong.
That is a valid
Tragedies
point.
Happen.
That is a valid
yeah.
point.
We've
okay.
seen like people have like their family members. Somebody, one of the family members comes out and accepts the award.
By the way, did he have to say it like that, though? He could be dead.
Dead.
You yourself could be dead. All right, that's a fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Depending on how long you wait.
All right.
Seize the moment. Live in the moment.
Oh, shut up. What
enjoy your youth because it doesn't last, man.
Exactly. You have so much to enjoy.
So enjoy
so
it now.
Save,
give it to the kid now.
Save a little piece of youth for later, man.
The ground you walk on will one day be your roof.
Shut up. Take a break. Scared money don't make no money.
Ooh, write that down.
And here's the thing, man. You could fly in a seat that is worth 10 times what you actually paid for.
How are you going to do that?
Well, it's easy. All you have to do is wait long enough to where you don't have a seat possibly at all.
Wing it.
Literally. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So Tommy's thing when he goes to the airport, and it's annoying as hell, he gets there super early. He stands by the gate way before he's supposed to. Just runs his mouth. Blah, blah, blah. Four drinks in the airport I'm leaving from, please. And we've been learning, Kimmy, one by one, ping, 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 that everything Tommy does is wrong and annoying, according to airlines.
Yep.
We'd like to introduce you to a new idea.
I've been looking for a new move.
It's called check-in chicken.
Oh.
You're familiar with chicken in a car, right? You're speeding at each other. The last one to turn
goes. Yeah, the game of chicken. Yeah.
Okay. The idea behind this idea is the longer you wait to check in, the better your odds that you will be upgraded to a premium seat.
Oh.
But no guarantees.
Well, that's just it.
Because usually you got to check in 24 hours before your flight.
No, you don't have to.
But you get that alert.
Okay, see what he did? You have to. No, you have the ability to check in 24 hours before your flight. You don't have to.
But let's say the plane is sold out.
So that's the chicken part of it.
Yes. Yeah.
So here's the thing. Airlines, according to folks on the inside, will upgrade the passengers that check in the latest to premium seating. So either your first class or the rows with more legroom and things like that. So if this works out for you, you could end up with a plane ticket that is 10 times the price of the one that you
paid
for.
You get a better seat. Okay.
You got it. You also run the risk that you don't get on the plane at all.
You got squeezed out.
Uh-huh. Is it worth it?
Depends, man. I mean... Man, you could get stuck.
You could get the greatest flight experience in your life.
It wouldn't be so bad, I guess, if you're going somewhere because you're already home, right? So if it doesn't work out, you can turn around and go back home.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, if you have we all work, right? Like, you have a finite number of vacation days. You could lose a whole day of vacation.
Right, but I'm saying, but you're not stuck somewhere.
Okay.
But you missed a connection. Now you had to go rebook your whole trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you ain't doing it. You scared ass bitch. Scared money don't make no money.
Because this happened to us when the first time my wife and I, we didn't book in late.
Oh.
So we got squeezed out of the flight.
Oh, no.
We ended up sleeping at JFK.
Oh, no. Lots of people slept at JFK. Turned out fine for them, except for the one.
What was that?
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, that JFK.
Yeah. So they say there is kind of a way to get around being pushed out, too. Mm. So a lot of airlines will have apps that will show you which seats are being booked as it's happening live. So they could say if you're watching the app and all of a sudden you start to see seats disappear, you got to jump on it then, right? But if you see a lot of first class open or extra legroom open and maybe you want to run the risk. I'm waiting, man. Screw it. Let's go.
Yeah, but man, like if you're on vacation and you gotta go home.
I'm just so determined to get to where I'm going.
Especially if you got up early in the morning to go. What are you gonna do? Wait, if you got kids, there's no way you can do this.
Well, this would definitely be
a lone traveler.
I'm with you there. Yeah, because what are the odds you're gonna get four first class tickets or
even
tickets?
Two?
Hey, yeah, I'm with you 100%. If I'm traveling alone, what do I got to lose, man?
When I travel alone, this would work.
No, you wouldn't do it. You're too neurotic. You're too stuck in your ways.
So I did. The last flight I was on. There was an older couple, and I wonder if they did this now, looking back on it, because he was in first class and she wasn't.
Oh!
Like, they were kind of close, but and they switched, like, halfway through the flight, so I don't know if, like, they waited to see if they could get both of them upgraded, or they just were like, let's take the one and we'll split it. I don't know.
Yeah, because normally if they only have one, they won't try and upgrade a couple. They'll look for a solo flyer, so maybe you're right.
Man, I don't know, man. That might be a wedding. That might be a marriage deal breaker. Because if I'm already locked into first class and I've already got a couple of cocktails in me,
you wouldn't switch. You wouldn't.
I ain't giving up the good life, man.
I don't know though, but you at least got half of it in the nice spot.
I'm not slumming back there.
You'd have to switch.
We both know you wouldn't even have the choice because your wife would take that first class ticket immediately.
But she doesn't drink like I do. She doesn't even appreciate it.
She's not a drunk. Give me the first class ticket.
First class. If you don't drink. First class is a waste of time.
Well, you get meals out of it, too, right?
Some people appreciate the extra room.
You see them little meals? What, you want a little sandwich?
Yeah, I would like a little sandwich.
Bro, they free pour your ass, baby.
Okay, so you would look at your wife. Let's say you get to the gate and you do exactly what we're trying here, and they go, well, look, we can upgrade one of you. Who would like to go? You would look at your wife in that moment in front of the steward or stewardess, by the way, and go, I drink more, I call it.
No, but let's say I get the first class. She goes, why don't you go up there first? Okay.
Okay. What fantasy life are you living where any guy's wife goes?
I'm going to fall asleep and forget.
She's going to come up and shake you and remind you.
She's not allowed up here.
You're going to ruin your vacation on the flight.
This woman is bothering me.
Okay.
Waitress.
You mean
sky waitress?
It's
person.
It's so funny.
Men or women. I accept you both.
It's so funny the fantasy world he lives in. Like the things he thinks he would do versus the things we've watched him do.
Because I just know I appreciate certain things more than other people. Like, you don't appreciate first class.
What the hell does that mean? I think I would appreciate it more than anybody. Why would I not appreciate
first class? You weren't raised first class, man.
That's why I would appreciate it.
Doesn't that make you appreciate
it more? You don't
get it,
man. You don't get it.
No, you're a spoiled ass bitch. You think you deserve to be up there, despite the fact that you got moths coming out of your penny pocket. Penny pocket moth, boy. All right, let's take a break. Would you say that men are gullible?
Okay, yeah.
Naive to the ways of the woman?
Sure.
That if women wanted to, they could take advantage of us very easily?
They do.
Oh, my God.
Since the Bible, man.
What Bible story did she take advantage of us?
The beginning.
Oh, right. Other than that one.
Yeah, the one that kicked it all off.
After that.
The story that makes the least sense.
So here's the thing. I want to argue, and look, I will argue with you, but Kimmy's got a story that does not paint, Kimmy, you single ladies in the best light. At least the way that you're seeing this happening. Oh, you have no problem with this.
I mean, nobody's being forced to do anything.
Well, but here's the thing. This guy may believe something is on the
way. There's something getting dangled, bro.
I mean, would you say, Kimmy, would you argue there is a dangling happening here?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't know enough about what's going on. I can only tell you what I know.
When she starts using that voice, you know something's up.
Think of how many times you can make your own assumptions.
Think of how many times we got played with the dangle.
Yeah, but also we dangled and played too.
Yeah.
What were we dangling?
What are you talking about?
We dangled didn't do nothing.
You dangled the life with a woman. You dangled the life with a woman who was bald with a nickname Trout Mouth. She tried to kill you
with
a car.
But that's all I got was trout. All right. I went fishing, I caught a trout. Nobody's buying that album.
What are you talking about?
That's not a great story. It's a horrible story.
You need first class, definitely.